With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much. Good Monday. All right, a story that I would say consumed, and it takes a lot to consume news cycles for a couple of months. This Thursday, it's the anniversary, sadly, of the school shooting at Parkland. 6 minutes or so of that. We know now more about the goofy sheriff there, politically goofy sheriff, too. And as a result of incidents like that, 39 states now require lockdown, active shooter, or similar safety drills. I think it varies state by state. I can't tell how many times a year, and I'd love to know from you with your kids if that happens. And this APP says, but even as the drills become routine for many of the nation's 51 million elementary and secondary public school students, there's no consensus on how they should be conducted. No data exists, for example, to show whether a drill with simulated gunfire is more effective or whether an exercise has been announced in advance is taken less seriously than a surprise. Simulated gunfire? And in some, there's even simulated injury and all that type of stuff. So a number of people are saying, you know what, this really is not worth it. And what we're seeing is, well, here's one parent from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Nanette Adams disagreed with the decision to adopt a widely used safety protocol during a September drill. Protocol is known as ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. To me, this just seems like an indirect admission on the part of the schools, they really have no control over who gets into the building. The school security officer isn't enough to keep the place safe, so we need to hold the kids accountable for doing it. Yeah, I buy into that a lot. So there's constant, apparently, or a lot of this type of stuff, particularly with elementary school kids, difficult, you can imagine. We don't want to do what we need to do to have legitimate people there to stop someone who wants to come into a building and shoot kids. We don't have security measures in place. And I contend, by all my experience all those years in school, you're not going to see security measures that are going to keep people out of that building. Too many people open doors. There's too many doors in a lot of these schools. I lived it for all those years teaching. You know, somebody's making a delivery. It's constant. It's not the Pentagon or the White House even, or, well, you're not going to do that. They don't have anybody there that can stop it once the shooting starts, usually. So the answer is to tighten up on that. Instead of doing that, the headline is parents question whether shooting drills traumatize kids with the one-year anniversary coming up. And this goes all the way back to Columbine now. I think we'll be coming up this year. At Columbine, seemed to me it was in April, right? I'd have to look up the exact date. 20 years of Columbine. 20 years since Columbine, which was, there may have been some things before that, but that's the thing that triggered the most of this. Parkland probably got almost as much, if not more, because of the Parkland kids, because of the political environment. Maybe got even more attention than ultimately than Columbine did. It's only been a year. So you're going to see all the activist kids out there again. You know all the difficulty we went through with this. 855-839-1210. Is this happening where you are with your kids? And what's the right way? What? Come on, Dom, they got to practice. They got to tour. What point? That's what they're contending here. The upside of this is negligible versus the downside, which is just traumatized. I mean, some of these simulated gunfire and blood and everything else, really? Well, that's what you need to do to make these people know. To do what? What are they doing during this? Well, they're hiding. They're ducking, covering, essentially. Yeah, but who's returning fire? Who's stopping this? Well, the police will be there. No, they won't in some cases. They didn't come in Columbine. They stayed outside forever because of the sheriff there. In Broward, they didn't go in at all. It took other people to go in. 6 minutes of this. Parkland. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. How much reform has happened around stopping people that have all these red flags? You know, the school discipline thing and things related to this. People that the police are constantly in touch with that are threatening. How much reform, how much has changed with that? Doesn't seem to be a whole lot from what I can tell. So we're back to this type of stuff. We're going to practice something, scare people to death, interfere with school, and then not really provide much of an uptick in stopping some of this stuff. Alrighty, 855-839-1210, you'll get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Love to know from you. Your school, are you happy with what they do? We have not seen in our area, to the best of my knowledge, we've seen a smattering of places at various times where they've upped the patrols. You know, a cop visits, goes around the perimeter more than they used to. They don't want to say how much, and I get that. They want to keep it secret to keep people guessing. So there is some more of that. But we don't seem to see a great number of people that have put people in schools that are armed. Remember when we went through this with the teacher in South Jersey last year, talking about this, and he got kicked out for a while and all the things related to it, right? So it seems like a year later, coming up on a year, we're at the same point. And every time something happens, of course, the National Democratic Party jumps into this and just blames the NRA, blames guns, blames Republicans, rather than addressing how can we stop people from believing they can come in and just commit mayhem. What is it that would do that? And the thing to do is to have someone armed there. And what they talk about, too, is to have people patrolling the perimeter. Not to give people the opportunity to be waiting for an opportunity out there to come in some door and start opening fire. All righty, 855-839-1210. Are you okay with what your school's doing? Then we see student walkouts. You're probably going to see that. I haven't seen it written about, but you know, the one-year anniversary, you're going to see a couple of these local schools. There have been a couple of them that have been in this mode, maybe having walkouts, protest, saying they don't feel safe, yet they don't want to have anybody armed in the school. They don't want to do any more on the security front. You don't want to make schools locked down like this is a military base. But if you're not prepared to arm people, what are they going to do to ensure? You can't just say, well, it's random. It doesn't happen that much. I get that. The other side inflates how often it happens. But it happens often enough. And if it happens to your kid, that's it. Your life has changed forever. Look at these parents from Parkland. 855-839-1210. You'll get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So it's been a year coming up. 20 years in April of Columbine and assorted others. Those are the two, I guess. Others, we've had some horrific stuff. Well, Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook, to me, was always, if you're going to say personally, that was the most horrific because those were poor babies, first and second grade, and what happened there, I think, could have been prevented with someone in that building that could have returned fire. A lot of that could have been prevented. And I've always maintained, you know how pro-cop I am, but it's shameful what the sheriff did in Columbine. He wouldn't go in. You hear people still being shot over hours. The Broward County sheriff is one of the most dangerous jokes ever. All righty, 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and you get on board. So what is it, if you have kids, what is it you want being done in the schools? All these drills, all this practice, does your kid ever complain? And do they, what do you say when you talk with them about it? They, you know, they want to make it realistic, so they make it unannounced. You can imagine. You see all this going on. You're a kid in school. I mean, the last years that I taught, we still weren't doing lockdown. We still weren't doing this. There wasn't any of that. There was a vague sense. Some stuff had happened, but it wasn't like this. There was not wholesale on a pretty routine basis. I don't know if it's three or four times a year they do it, where they have to come in by law and practice some kind of drill about what to do if there were a shooter there. Wouldn't the better practice would be, well, the security people are going to shoot them. That's our drill. Let's go to Paul in Norristown. Paul's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How you doing, Tom?
Good, Paul.
Listen, the schools around where I live in East Norton, Pennsylvania, they park a police car in front of the school. Now, I was thinking that other townships and places can do that also at schools. If there's a large school, you can park right. one in the front, you can mm-hmm. park one in the back. Give somebody responsible that probably works in the school to start the automobile, the police car, mm-hmm. every day, move it to another spot, and this way somebody doesn't know if a policeman is there or not.
Well, that might be. That's a good idea. That's a very solid idea. Yeah, if they have enough police cars they could do that with, sure. And occasionally the cop's actually there. You keep people guessing. You know, and it's also, how about the schools? We've never read of one, those that put signs outside, this is not a gun-free zone. If you come in here, expect the consequences. Could schools put that up there? Why would they not? Why would they continue with this? Well, they feel the parents are on their side. The parents aren't complaining after all this. The one-year anniversary, it's hot whenever one of these shootings happens for a month or two. Parkland, it went on for quite a bit. But ultimately, it simmers down, and we go back to the same old thing. You know, and it seems to be like, a couple of school districts you read about decide to arm people. And we've gone through, I don't know how many times, how teachers and others could be armed, and how ridiculous it is that those on the left don't get that this could be done with gun safes, with that. There are enough people that are not in classrooms, for example, principals, vice principals, athletic. There's enough people that all you would need is a couple of people in the school at random that the shooter doesn't know to also be armed. Why is this such an avenue? And you're going to see it. I'm a little bit ahead of it now. 20-year anniversary coming up in just days. I'm sorry, the one-year anniversary at Parkland. Let's go to Scott in Cherry Hill. Scott, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dom. With regards to Columbine, the policy at the time was to surround the events, call in your negotiators, work the events. What the cops learned in the after effect was, yes, people were still dying, there was stuff going on, and the police changed what they were doing.
I don't think that's quite accurate. I think this is also a decision I would tell you if you had somebody like a Frank Rizzo as police commissioner in a situation like that, he's not waiting like the person in Columbine did or Broward did.
But what I'm saying is that's what the policy was at the time. The cops didn't change their policy. And when you look at the Aurora movie shooting,
mm-hmm.
almost all of the people that went to the hospital went in cops' cars because the fire and EMS were then doing what they were doing and standing by waiting for it to be safe. And since then, the police and the cops and the EMS now work together in what we call rescue task force and stuff like that, and going in and doing things. We've all changed what we've done because of Columbine.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks for that. I still think that police chief there was out of line. And, you know, whatever Scott said about the prevailing policy, I think he made a decision to the extreme. 855-839-1210. And in Parkland, we know that the one deputy on the scene there didn't go in. We knew how flimsy the whole security arrangement was with the Broward County guy. We know that the Coral Springs police were the ones that went in. We know that it was only 6 minutes of time. And look at the carnage. Even 2 minutes. So even with the best intentions and police arriving and getting on the scene timely and going in, you can see what can be done. The only thing that I know of that's going to be, and it's that's not foolproof, but it's going to stop. Now, if you want to kill somebody, you can do that, but you cannot cavalierly just walk around picking people off. If you have someone there or some people returning fire, right? And this debate continues. I don't know how many school districts have really changed that I could say, boy, this is a pretty tight situation. You wouldn't be able to come in here and slaughter kids. 855-839-1210. I'm not convinced day to day that you're going to stop it. It's good to have more security as far as prevention of people entering the building where they shouldn't be. But in some cases, they just shoot their way through, even metal detectors, things of that nature. I don't know of any metal detectors other than in like the Philadelphia public schools or urban settings. Has any suburban school district put in metal detectors in the last year or in the wake of all these? Not that I'm aware of, not that I'm advocating it. I don't know that that's the answer, because somebody who wants to come in there shooting is just going to go right through that. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. The answer, to me, are people there that can protect students. That's the one thing that's going to give you a reasonable shot. Why do we not do this? Well, because a lot of people still do not trust in that. They're still anti-gun when it comes to that. They still think they're going to blame enough people around this, diminish the Second Amendment, and that'll be the answer. 1 year anniversary coming up. 20th year anniversary of Columbine coming up.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.